Hello everyone, welcome to another session of Career Professionals of Canada's Career Week Summit Beyond 2014. I am happy that you have joined us. I am Daisy Wright, a certified resume strategist and career management coach and owner of the Wright Career Solutions. I am also a proud founding member of Career Professionals of Canada, and I am pleased to be your moderator for this session. Our topic today is the resume that you need today. I would like to briefly introduce your panel of experts. First, we have Marion Bernard, who is a certified professional writer and owner of the Regency Group in Ontario. Our second panelist is Adrian Tom, who is a master certified resume strategist and owner of Career Impressions in Alberta. Our third panelist is Stephanie Clark, a certified resume strategist and owner of New Leaf Resumes in Ontario. And our fourth panelist is Skye Berry Burke, a certified resume strategist and owner of Sky is the Limit Resume and Career Solutions in Ontario. All these ladies are certified in other areas of the career sphere, and I encourage you to visit their profiles to read more about them. Welcome, ladies. Today we will be discussing the resume that you need today. This is important because many things have changed since Leonardo da Vinci wrote the first professional resume back in 1842. So let's get started. Our first expert is Marion Bernard, and Marion will be discussing trends in resume writing. Over to you, Marion.
Thank you so much for the introduction, Daisy. I'd like to give credit to career thought leaders in connection with the research that I've done. I attended one of their global career brainstorming days back in the fall of 2013. And my topic, trends in resume writing, dovetails beautifully with some of the information that we discussed, and it is very pertinent with regard to the theme that we are communicating today. I'd like to divide up my topic in three, where we talk about resumes and cover letters, the now. I will then talk about resumes and cover letters, the new, and finally, resumes and cover letters, the next. So first of all, the now. A few different factors, namely today's resume must exist on multiple platforms. First of all, as a document that can be emailed, a mobile document that can be easily viewed on smartphones, tablets, mobile devices, a profile on social media sites as Facebook, and still a static document on paper that can be used in networking and at interviews. Also, another point to factor in, branding, clarity of direction, and succinct writing characterize today's best resumes. Unfortunately, all too many job seekers struggle to communicate an authentic and distinct brand in their resumes, and this is why it's so critical to seek professional assistance. Next, length matters. While applicant tracking systems cannot judge the length of a document, most experts do agree that resumes should be one or two pages and include only information that is relevant to the job seeker's current career goals. Next, global differences remain. Photographs are typically included in resumes in most of Europe, as are birthdays and family relationships. CVs in the United Kingdom and the province of Quebec, for that matter, are the same as resumes in the U.S. and Canada, unless within academia or healthcare. The Australian job market views resumes similar to that of Canada and the U.S. as the predominant tool for job search. Next, applicant tracking systems are considered a quote-unquote necessary evil, a less-than-perfect method for employers to rapidly sort large numbers of resumes. Some career professionals develop resumes separately for the applicant tracking system and yet another one for humans, while others create one document designed to meet the needs of both technology and the human eye. Next, while resumes are still must-have documents, other communications have become primary. A LinkedIn profile or an executive bio may serve as the door opener while the resume then transitions into a follow-on tool. And the final point that I wanted to raise with regard to resumes and cover letters, the now, younger job seekers approach career communications differently. Those born in the 90s are more comfortable with video and online representation. They think a paper resume is stagnant because they can't post it or tweet it. They shun email. They've been raised in a technological landscape, so that is what they know and how they think about everything in the world, including resumes, online profiles, and the entire job search process. Let me now talk about resumes and cover letters, the new. First of all, the present matters. A candidate's current position is the one recruiters and hiring managers look at the most. They may not take the time to scroll backwards through a resume or profile to consider earlier experience. Rather, they will make a judgment call based on only the most recent job held. Next, short branding statements are replacing introductory paragraphs on some resumes. This is consistent with the trend towards more succinct documents. Next, LinkedIn profiles are a rich source for recommendations that can be excerpted for a resume or cover letter. Now, adding quotes into a resume is not new, but the ease of finding quotes has caused a resurgence. Next point, job seekers need and welcome guidance in today's evolving career scenarios, from creating branded resumes and applicant tracking system optimized documents to knowing how to use different versions of documents, Word, PDF, text, for example, and how to manage both traditional and online search activities. Career practitioners such as ourselves can help. Next, online classes offer name-dropping opportunities. Candidates are beefing up their resumes with mention of Ivy League schools by taking free, massive open online courses. Next point, candidates are developing multiple types of communications, both traditional documents, for example, different resume versions, bios, leadership profiles, and a variety of other approaches, for example, Twitter resumes, cover letters, video clips, infographics, and other visuals as they seek new ways to stand out from the competition. Infographic resumes are on trend and they're expected to become much more widely used. And this is something that is very prevalent in the creative, the graphic arts types of industries. The Canadian, quote-unquote, multinational resume is becoming the norm worldwide, accepted by both companies hiring internationally and increasingly within other countries as well. Many recruiters are reading resumes on their phones, their tablets, their mobile devices. Therefore, resumes need to be designed for mobile devices, and mobile resume applications are already moving into the market, and they will be on the rise. Traditional tactics may also bring attention. Snail mailing a resume, something that may not have occurred to somebody, will definitely capture a hiring manager's attention now, since so much is done via email and uploading. Snail mailing a resume can make quite an impression, and amazingly, this is returning to the scene. Also, non-traditional job histories require innovative writing methods. The post-recession job market has created career histories that include short-term contracts, multiple part-time roles, and diverse industry and sector experience. Consequently, job seekers are struggling with how to put together resumes that reflect these increasingly varied career histories to create a consistent and relevant message. Finally, let me discuss resume and cover letters, the next phase. First of all, career marketing materials will need to showcase portable careers reflecting an entrepreneurial focus in the economy and people having more control over their careers. Next point, tighter, even more concise personal marketing documents will rule. Next point, resumes will become an aggregation of social media. Some project less content but with more links to work, social media, video bios, contact options, infographics, and other online bio bits. Next, the use of applicant tracking systems will proliferate and become even more sophisticated. They're already expanding beyond resume reviews to assess candidate information available online, and this trend is projected to continue expanding. Next, software and services will rise to help candidate improve applicant tracking system scoring. Next, resumes will continue to evolve towards even more targeted positioning and branding. Candidates will have to work harder to present their achievements, creating stories about their careers while actively marketing themselves continuously, not just when they need a job. So it sounds like we career professionals are going to be even more in demand going forward. Cover letters and free-form writing will grow in popularity. These will allow for a better and more authentic expression of personality, personal values, and attitudes that would otherwise be lost in a formal resume. And finally, career professionals will become more like consultants. In addition to writing client stories, we will help our clients resolve the complexities of the job market. We may need to provide more emotional support, building confidence, broadening reflective elements in our clients, and creating the narrative. Ultimately, the brevity of these documents will remain, but the process of creation will be more engaging. And that is it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Marion. That was very interesting.
Thank you.
Our next expert is Adrian Tom, and Adrian will be discussing how to keyword optimize your resume. Adrian?
Thank you, Daisy. I'm very excited to be sharing some tips and advice on a very popular and trending resume topic, which is keywords, and how to effectively locate, integrate, and leverage keywords in your resume. First off, I want to talk a little bit about what keywords are. So you may have heard people discuss the importance of keywords in resumes, but if you don't have a good understanding of what exactly keywords are, it can make it difficult to locate and use them correctly. On a broad scale, keywords are words or concept of great significance. And when it comes to your resume, keywords are informative and descriptive words that reference specific job requirements. So the job you are targeting in your job search determines the types of keywords you need to use in your resume. These keywords help the employer decide if you have the skills or abilities to appropriately succeed in their role. For example, let's say you're applying for a job in accounting. You might want to use some of the following common accounting keywords like research and analysis, financial reporting, or tax planning. Yet if you're applying for a job in marketing, you would use an entirely different set of industry-appropriate keywords, which may include business analysis, brand management, or promotional campaigns. So why do you need keywords in your resume? Ultimately, using the right keywords increases the chances of your resume being read, either electronically or by an actual person. Today, a large portion of resumes are read by computers or applicant tracking systems, also known as ATS. If you're asked to submit your resume online, there is a high chance that your resume is going through an applicant tracking system and being scanned for a particular set of keywords. Although you'll likely never know what specific words or phrases the system has been programmed to search for, you can help increase your resume's success by ensuring you include keywords that directly target the job. So how do you locate the right keywords? Well, the best way to locate keywords is within job postings themselves. Each job posting typically details the unique job requirements. So once you find a few jobs that interest you, I recommend taking some time to analyze the postings carefully, looking for the requirements and the matching descriptive words, highlighting these, and then working them into your resume content. If you're still struggling with clearly determining what words stick out in job postings, an excellent trick is to copy and paste a job description into a word cloud and let the word cloud present you with a visualization of words that are most frequently used in the posting. Two free word cloud sites that I recommend are Wordle and Word It Out. So you can go to wordle.net or worditout.com. Two other quick resources I'll briefly mention that can help you identify keywords is an autocoder site like Onet. Although this is a U.S.-based resource, it's still an excellent place to input a job title for any position and have it output common keywords for that role. And here in Canada, we have the National Occupation Classification Index, which is a site that classifies and describes the occupations in the Canadian economy, and you can locate keywords in each of the role descriptions. So now that you know what keywords are and why they are important and how to locate them, you now need to get them into your resume. So where in the resume are keywords best used? And the short answer is anywhere and everywhere. You can add keywords throughout your resume, but some excellent places to showcase them are in the resume's profile, within the title of the resume. So if you're targeting a role, let's say, of marketing manager or administrative professional, you might kick off the resume with these exact position titles, guaranteeing these words a presence in your resume. You can also pepper keywords throughout your core competencies or skills section, in your qualifications or achievements section. You can put them, of course, throughout your work history, in your education. And if you're applying for a technical role with specific technical requirements, you can cover off some vital keywords in a technical skills section. Ultimately, keywords can be used anywhere in your resume when used appropriately. And the keyword here is appropriately. You want to keep in mind that some keywords are overused and should be applied with care. There are lots of studies out there showing that employers are inundated with very similar words that start to lose their impact when they're not applied properly. Some common overused keywords might be things like creative, innovative, or effective. However, you got to keep in mind that not all buzzwords are bad for the very reasons already mentioned. They can be a necessary evil for ATS or resume selection. Not having certain keywords in your resume could work against you. So the critical strategy is to use all keywords in proper context, supplying the proof of your ability, instead of just trying to pack random words into your resume. You definitely don't want to include anything in your resume that does not accurately reflect your skills or experience. And keep in mind that keywords work best when they are supported with examples of their application and impact. So I hope this quick overview of keywords will help you better optimize your resume for upcoming applications, and I wish you continued success throughout your career.
Thank you very much, Adrian. Thank you. Our third expert is Stephanie Clark, and Stephanie will be telling us how to showcase transferable skills. Stephanie?
Thank you, Daisy. Hello, colleagues, and may I say that it's such a thrill to be participating in CPC's 10th anniversary by sharing our collective expertise with those who are actively managing their careers. My topic today of how to showcase transferable skills is critical to those making the most of a position that is largely irrelevant to their career goal, and also to those composing that most difficult of resumes, a resume with the goal of achieving a significant career change. And given that career changes are expected to be the norm, this info is critical. Let's talk for a moment about what makes a resume successfully stand out. Generally, keywords and phrases are critical, as Adrian just told us, and these may refer to the required knowledge as well as to the skills. And also, demonstrating your value is equally critical. By definition, transferable skills refer to an existing work history, along with referring to recent retraining or existing knowledge to hit the necessary knowledge-related keywords. Career change and standard resumes must make the most of existing experience by showcasing transferable skills. But how does one identify transferable skills? It's straightforward. To source the skills, find and print several job postings that are typical of the jobs you will be applying to. Reviewing these will provide you with a list of required skills. Now you can identify which of these you already possess. For example, relationship building, customer service, verbal communication, being a team player, proactive, having time management, organization, following policies, respecting safety rules, creating presentations, the list is endless. Some are rather generic, like communication, and others more specific to the role, like creating presentations. Now, how does one actually go about writing bullets that will build the case for your hire? I think that the secret to capturing these transferable skills may just lie with the choice of verb. Giving some thought to the verb that will launch your point is useful in any resume, as it forces you to get clear on you, your method of work, your history. It begins qualifying and possibly quantifying your experience, thereby conveying your value. Here's an example. Achieved a reputation for excellent time management and organization by restocking products numbering at more than 500, consistently meeting tight weekly schedule. That first phrase, achieved a reputation for, goes on to capture time management, organization, meeting schedules. But it could be parlayed into showcasing any number of skills. Choose the skill or skills most appropriate to you, and voila, one bullet is created. Here are a few more examples that are useful for demonstrating transferable skills. Able to, consistent record of, familiar with, displayed, leveraged. And here's a short list of verbs not used often enough in resumes of any kind that will demonstrate how purposefully selecting a verb can jumpstart a great bullet. Assessed, where common sense or good judgment is a requirement. Brainstormed, where creativity is a must. Convinced, where influential communication is needed. Generated, and this could refer to money, results, or discussions. Integrated, as in all of that training you took in customer service or technology, etc. Realigned, perfect for the environment where constant improvement is needed. Unified, ideal where teamwork is emphasized. Tested, perfect for an environment that cannot tolerate mistakes. Here's a tip when composing bullets that demonstrate transferable skills. As much as possible, refrain from using jargon that belongs to a foreign industry. The idea here is to demonstrate alignment rather than a great divide between your experience and the new position. De-emphasize the differences and draw attention to the similarities. Let's talk a bit about context, an oft-forgotten aspect of writing an effective resume. Context builds the reader's understanding of your role and renders the info much more influential. Context, again, communicates your value. Here's an example of a typical bullet which broadly defines a role's responsibility. Responsible for daily accounts payable and accounts receivable. And here it is with valuable job-defining context. Staffed and coordinated daily accounts payable and accounts receivable, overseeing 6 staff for a $3 million company with 20 key accounts and more than 75 vendors nationwide. Now that you're on the path to more powerful bullets, don't forget the summary, the paragraph that introduces your resume. It, too, must display transferable skills. The summary is a condensed version of the resume, and it should bring to the top of page 1 the best of what you offer. Perhaps your recent re-education is critical to the position. Mention that you are a new graduate with state-of-the-art knowledge. Pull in the traits that are attractive to that job. Compassion for social work, for example. Analytical strength for an engineer, being ethical, meticulous, mechanical, objective, punctual, quality-driven, reactive, proactive, resourceful, there are once again countless options. Be truthful and be authentic to yourself and be ready to prove your points in the body and context of the rest of the resume. To finish up, I will read a summary that I composed for a nurse who was transitioning to the role of manager in a natural health food store. Many of the traits and skills mentioned are taken right out of the job posting, selected as they authentically and truthfully refer to my client. Well-regarded professional with 15 years experience as a registered nurse, including 10 years working under pressure in fast-paced, team-oriented settings. Sound knowledge of health, nutrition, homeopathy, and herbal remedies gained through degree in health sciences and recently completed holistic nutritionist diploma and herbalist certificate. Known for friendly manner, completing thorough paperwork, taking initiative to improve processes and procedures, continually enhancing relationships and cooperation, and mentoring junior staff, all within the context of serving a diverse range of people. No mention of sutures or triage, so critical in her nursing role. It's true, unrelated experience all of a sudden looks relevant, and your value as a great applicant much clearer if you emphasize the similarities, de-emphasize the differences, incorporate keywords and phrases found in the job posting, and make the best use of context in showcasing your transferable knowledge and skills.
Stephanie, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Last, but by no means least, is our panelist, Skyberry Burke, and Sky will be discussing current resume design. Over to you, Sky.
Thank you, Daisy. It's an honor to be discussing current resume design trends with you today. As a job seeker, whether you are aware of it or not, resume design trends have changed considerably. The resume that you send to potential employers will be competing with custom designed and highly focused resumes. In many cases, it is the first impression that you will make on the hiring manager, and so it is vital to your career that you create a resume document that will stand out and set you apart from the competition. To do this, I encourage you to understand your audience. You need to take a minute and put yourself in the shoes of the hiring manager and visualize the desk in front of you with a stack of resumes that you must read and review. Most of these resumes will be pre-formatted templates, black font, and nothing too fancy or indistinguishable from one another. Not an overly exciting task. But if your resume had just one distinguishable element in it, just one hint of appropriate color and a branding headline that screams, "I am the right person for the job," your resume has a better chance of getting reviewed in detail. In your job search, it is critical that you seize every opportunity to catch the eye of the hiring manager without going overboard. By now, you should have spent hours writing, editing, and proofreading your resume to make sure that it is clear, concise, accurate, and free of errors. The content must be compelling, and it must sell your unique value proposition and highlight your buying motivators. But as your primary marketing tool, your resume design can also reveal a great deal about you and how you present yourself with professionalism and style. Like I said earlier, resume design trends have changed substantially over recent years, and you need to ensure your resume is in line with cutting-edge changes in format and style. You need to make sure your personal marketing brochure stands out, both in content and in design. Many of today's resumes now contain hints of color, catchy branding headlines, and an accomplishment-driven summary and profile section that replaces the tired and overused objective statement. And while color can seem like a bold touch to a resume, when used properly, it can be a valuable tool that makes certain elements stand out and helps guide the reader to different sections of the document. If you do not have an eye for design, I suggest you use color sparingly. Compare and contrast the resume against the same black and white document to make sure it is not off-putting and remains professional with just a hint of your personality. The goal is to use a splash of color in the borders and headlines of your document to add a needed point of interest that will draw the reader to specific sections and alleviate the boredom of staring at black and white documents all day. Making use of your Microsoft Word font options is also a great way to add a design element without going over the top. Many resumes make use of the default Times New Roman, Arial, and Calibri fonts, but Georgia, Cambria, and Tahoma all look great on screen and on paper as well. The key is to make sure that it is easily readable and still elegant. You can do simple things like have the section titles of your document a different font than the content of the document to help break up the resume and ease its readability. Your name and address can be larger, bolder, and also in a different color and font. Take advantage of the other features that Microsoft Word has to offer. Stay clear of templates because these are often overused and will do nothing to help you stand apart from the competition. But you can strategically emphasize words in bold, italics, and underline. Use things like decorative lines, charts, and bullets to help distinguish sections of your resume and highlight added value points. Make use of elements like a logo, image, watermark, or monogram in your resume, only if it is appropriate and adds value to the overall look and theme of your document. Sometimes, a graphic that fits in with your industry can be just what your resume needs to grab attention. But be careful here and avoid strange and confusing design elements, as this can backfire and cause more concern for the hiring manager than good. You need to maintain readability and ensure the document is professional and attractive. It cannot be so crowded with design elements that the content itself is lost. Other subtle design elements can include ending your resume with a testimonial of your work from previous employers, or even taken from performance reviews. Little touches like removing the obvious references available upon request statement and simply including page numbers can be utilized to your benefit. If there is a relevant quote or motto that you live by, consider incorporating this into your branding strategy for the resume. Think about including it at the top or end of your document to help build your brand and leave a lasting impression. Insert a link to your LinkedIn profile on your resume to direct hiring managers to your online portfolio, and then make sure your online image supports the information in your resume. In summary, your best bet is to incorporate a few cutting-edge elements without going over the top that can help you distinguish your accomplishments and value in a sea of boring black-and-white resume templates. After all, the way your professional marketing resume is delivered and presented is just as important as the content and value you have to offer. And if you can brighten the day of the hiring manager along the way, then you may just get the call for an interview. Thank you.
Thank you, Sky. That was very informative. We'll now have a short Q&A session where I will ask each panelist one question each. So the first question is for Marian. Marian, you were discussing trends in resumes today, and you mentioned infographics and videos. What type of job seekers would benefit from using infographics, videos, and such tools?
Infographics would be definitely beneficial for the individual in the creative community, graphic arts, art directors, that sort of idea, so that it further lends support to the creativity that they can bring forth. And the way it was referred to earlier on, they do not produce a black and white resume that would blend into the background, but rather something that would help them pop and reinforce their brand of creativity. A video resume would be most appropriate, in my opinion, for somebody in the public eye. Let's say, for example, a newscaster, a disc jockey, that sort of idea, a public relations expert, so that they can convey that image and represent the organization with the professionalism, the poise, and the integrity that they're looking for.
Great. Thanks, Marian. My second question is for Adrian. Adrian, you were talking a lot about keywords in resumes. Can a job candidate have too many keywords in his or her resume?
That's a good question, Daisy. I think they can if they're not using them correctly. So like I mentioned in the presentation, you know, not all buzzwords are bad. Sometimes they are a necessary evil. But packing them in unnecessarily is probably the wrong strategy. Like I mentioned, you really want to make sure that if you put a keyword in your resume, that it is explicitly related to the target and that you're also working to support it. So if people are putting keywords in their resumes simply because they feel pressure to add a certain skill or because the job posting is requiring it, or, you know, they haven't appropriately selected the best targeted keywords, then that's not the right way to go about it, and they're probably overusing the keywords. Again, the best strategy is to keep the target in mind and to make sure everything is properly supported, no matter what type of information you provide to the employer.
Great. Thanks. Would any other panelists want to add to that?
This is Stephanie, Daisy, and I would just add that I've read about people sometimes copy and pasting the job posting into the bottom of the resume in a tiny font in white so that it doesn't show in order to hit all the keywords. But that's really gaming the system, and it is discouraged. So, again, you can overuse keywords or overdo the idea of needing keywords.
Right, and ATS specialists call those kind of activities sandbagging, because you put the keywords in the body of the resume, but then you have it in white font, and that's called sandbagging, and they don't like that. Okay, thank you. My other question goes to Stephanie, and you were discussing transferable skills. Stephanie, why is it important to focus on verbs when determining transferable skills? You mentioned focusing on verbs. Can you explain that?
I find that there's not enough focus on the choice of verbs, and I really find that if you purposefully select a verb by, for example, Googling strong resume verbs and challenging yourself to stay away from the responsible for or provided or supported or assisted, the ones that are typically used, really challenge yourself to find verbs that more accurately define exactly what you did, exactly what your role was. In that way, your resume is strengthened because it is more precise. It is differentiated from other people because most self-written resumes definitely default to those typical verbs that are very low energy, too passive. And so for that reason, especially when speaking about transferable skills, which already are slightly less relevant, obviously, than if you worked in that position and you're showcasing the transferable skills that you are bringing with you that are not identical to the role, but related. There's already an aspect of weakness there. So if you can strengthen it by purposefully selecting a really strong, energetic verb, I think you're doing yourself a great favor.
Great. Thank you, Stephanie. My final question goes to Sky. And Sky, you are discussing resume design. Of course, trends have certainly changed, but how receptive are employers to some of these fancy designs we see in resumes?
Thank you, Daisy. I think it's situational, and it depends on the candidate and also the industry. I think if you're a graphic design artist or something like that, you do need that infographic resume, and that is what will grab the attention of the hiring manager. But I think if you're just the average kind of job search looking in financial industry or with government agencies, you have to be mindful that those might not be received. Those highly designed resumes might not be received accordingly. Mm-hmm. They might be too bold, and so it could actually hurt the candidate's chances. But there's other areas where you can still go above and beyond and be creative, whether you're a graphic artist or not. If you're a restaurant server, you could maybe make your resume look like a menu. Mm-hmm. But then you would have to be mindful that something like that might not go through an ATS system. So then that would be where you would approach it more with a networking letter. And your resume would be more your networking. That's what you would bring with you in person, hand deliver it or snail mail, things like that, or email it directly as a PDF document. But you should still make sure that you have a resume that's optimized for the ATS system.
Well, this brings us to the end of our session. Thank you for joining us for Career Professions of Canada's Career Week Summit Beyond 2014. I would like to thank our experts, Marion, Adrian, Stephanie, and Sky, for being a part of this exciting initiative of Career Professionals of Canada. I am Daisy Wright, your moderator, and it has been a pleasure bringing this session to you. We appreciate the opportunity to share some progressive ideas about resumes with you. Take these ideas with you as you move forward in your career. Enjoy the rest of your day.